is now.
Capital 263.
What's up, good people? Welcome to My Two Cents. It's your boy, Elliot Twist. And we have one of my favorite ladies in the house. My co-host with the most.
Maita Andy.
Give it up for
Maita.
Maita.
Nukunakirwa Shah, please continue because I'm trying to consume this cupcake.
Yes, and cupcake.
It's not working.
Cupcake because... fever.
Mm.
Now, we have got a special guest, amongst us. Normally, kana meno kwa kwa unplugged kwa kwa mnungu zwana. Picture regarding ngunzi zuru. Kana magana kana kanare amara kanare mafita amara ngona zuru.
Kana uri kuma foreign countries. Une ma superstar artists.
Unogona.
Unogona.
Zuru.
Wait, Elliot, you keep forgetting to remind me to fix my laugh because apparently.
No, we love your laugh.
No, my laugh.
That is such an organic laugh.
So, Alex, Zuru, right. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Alex Zuru Rockstar in the house.
Say what's up.
You guys are so amazing. You're crazy. Like, I thought I was a crazy person, but you guys are so crazy. Hi guys, how you doing? It's a pleasure to be here.
Heavy.
You guys, yeah.
Welcome to My Two Cents and Zuru Brothers Cupcakes, man.
Bruh, you are the
cupcakes.
Best guest. Guys, I'm sorry. Standards have been
Shumar.
Like, huh? Look at this thing.
Get a shot of this. Get a shot of this.
Wait. Let me show them. Look at it.
You guys are so crazy. Like, I'm going to try to promote our, you know, like,
it's so
business
good.
Remuri. So,
yeah,
you know,
wow, business. On. Can you see her? She's there. Uko.
Oh, my word.
Apparently, she's not available. So.
Ah, guys. Let's
go. Oh, she's not available. All right.
She's not.
Ah, but my one will be careful.
Ah, one will be careful.
I mean,
no wonder
Teddy. Hey, guys, I wanted this cupcake for like past me, guys. Come on now.
Really, man. That's so dope, man.
Oh,
we've never had, you know, anyone bring us cupcakes.
Oh my god.
We've only had like four shows.
Yeah.
Though,
so,
okay. Like,
so you know, that's a first.
I'm not sorry, brother. I actually like the vibe that you guys have around you. It's dope.
Thank you so much, man.
I'm just trying to sound so like radio, like, you know.
Oh, you're trying to get radio voice?
Look, he's doing a radio face, too. Can you see his radio face?
Yeah, like,
All right.
Like, she kept on, like, during the day, she kept on apping me, like, are you ready for your interview? And I'm like, I'm not sure. So she actually made me very, very anxious to come and do this.
Yeah. All right.
No,
that's...
No, it's called gassing you up.
Yeah, I don't believe that hype, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
So, like, on the show, we just, like, say each other's, like you're just, like, free to say your two cents. Like,
okay.
Put your thoughts. Elliot is going to run down what we're talking about today.
All right.
We always have, like, some crazy topics to talk about.
So, today we're going to talk about Titi Masiwa's tweet.
Titi who?
Masiwa. Did I say that right?
Okay.
My Econet.
Oh, right. Okay.
My Econet.
Oh, the first, second lady, we Econet. Okay.
Yes. Okay. We're probably. Yeah. All right. Let's just get into that, really.
Her tweet. You know? How does her tweet read, by the way?
Basically, you guys spend 40-something 100 hours watching soccer.
Yeah. Like it's crazy because I might get a crazy backlash for this. But
how do you feel about that, fam? Like I like Zuru because it's so outspoken.
I don't know. Personally, from a personal point of view, she made a lot of sense. Honestly, like I don't. It takes 15 minutes. Okay, not 15 minutes. I think 10 minutes for me to actually have a plate of sadza and beef and my veggie and to wash my hands, right? And I think it takes about 10 minutes to drink a sirira. So I don't really get the reason why we've got an hour lunch, because that she's really making sense in that, especially in a country whereby we are not as tech savvy, and you know, you have someone employing someone or paying someone to install a WhatsApp application. I mean, honestly, like we're not really that tech savvy. So like, I think she made, I even suffer the same backlash that she suffers, whereby I can't express myself. I just, the way it comes out, that's the way I just dish it out. So right. She could have done, put it in a better way. But she was saying a lot of truth there. Like, okay, like, you look at our country right now, it's not in the best of states. And for us to really spend an hour having lunch, like, really?
But do you really think that we're in this situation because people used to, we're going for lunch for an hour and...
I think we're actually very hard workers at doing the wrong goddamn things. I've seen grown men who haven't seen their kids for ages go riot and cause a stampede to see Davido Day. I mean, that's like just, our priorities are all wrong.
Right.
We've got a lot of holidays in this country as well.
Oh, yeah. And we just
don't take away.
I'm just saying.
No, wait. All right. It's a holiday, guys. Okay. I'm sorry. It's important.
I see.
Okay. To me, it's sleep time, guys.
No. I feel she was right and wrong in the same. Vanguard right, but wrong. Wow.
But you know what, bruh? In any, every, like right now, after we're done shooting and we're going back home and all that. The first thing I'm going to see is a vendor. Right now, if you go to Copacabana, there are guys with tables there. There are guys selling spuds. There are guys selling clothes. There are guys... Like, Zimbabwe has a different nightlife at night. You know, it's like...
True.
People are literally hustling at odd hours.
No. We've got a... I like the fact that you raised that point. We've got a... We've got a 9 to 5, and then we've got a 5 to 8.
We got two jobs.
No, we got a 9 to 5 and then we got a 5 to 8 shift of people who just hustle between 5 when the city council is not in town.
Yeah.
Until 8 o'clock. And then we've got, you know, the after 8. You know about the after 8 theory?
What is the after 8 theory?
After 8 theory. The good answer can already be a guy who picks you up after 8 and over on Emari. Because, you know, like after 8, my price are not changing. You take away, my shops are varo. So it's called the after 8 theory. So you got, if your man comes and picks you up after 8, girl, yeah, that guy's got deep pockets. I'm just saying.
So I can't believe
it. Because before 8, I'm going to 5 rand. You know, the guy can, you know, jiu-jitsu his way out.
After 8, I'm doing
it. After 8, I'm going to drive my taxi, check out, KFC, wah.
Hey, yo.
And, okay, I'm Varo, and Inspire Varo. So after 8, the food is...
I can't.
So, yeah, that's just...
Ah, no. I can't believe.
So yeah, that's guys, so that's just that. But on back to back to the two sins. I think she was right and she was wrong because I always feel. Also, I feel like for people, I've seen people work hard. Like I know people work hard in this country. Like I know people. Like comes out a dollar and then for someone to actually go jump in and pick up or 5 rand to come and sell lemons, like 5 lemons
yeah.
For like 5 rand, right? That takes a lot. And for someone who for someone who's sitting pretty and who's just got her Michael Kors bag and you know and just gave their
with a flat and in Manhattan.
Yeah, and bless their pastor with a private jet for them to say that people are lazy. I think that's very inconsiderate.
That's very, very insensitive.
Considering the fact that we've got like one of the highest unemployment rates in this country and stuff. I think that's very
and we didn't create these conditions.
Yeah, and considering the fact that this is someone who's actually benefiting from the sweat and tears of the very same people that they're actually talking down upon. I think that's very insensitive.
Yeah,
personally,
true.
Yeah,
I think.
Boom.
Boom.
Thumbs up for that one, man.
Yeah, guys.
Thumbs up for that one. And then we got a situation here, right?
Okay.
You know, I'm not a confident person. You know, I'm not a I struggle with self-esteem issues. But right now I'm feeling very, very confident. And we've got like what, 1, 2, 3? Oh, there's like 4 of us in the room right now.
All right.
So I feel a bit confident. I mean, I feel like I can talk about some things.
Wow.
You know, right. I feel like
confidently,
right?
Confidentiality is clearly important. Clearly or impotent. I don't know. Pause.
All right. You guys saw the video. You guys saw the confident video.
What video?
All right. For those that did not see or who do not know what I'm talking about. There's a young guy called Confident.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Confidence. Like, is it Confidence? Oh yeah, it's Confidence.
Yeah.
Who's at UZ? And apparently he was cheating on four girls, and he impregnated two of them. Right.
Damn.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah. Right. So in this video that I saw, Confidence gets beaten up by one of the girls.
All right.
Now, a friend of mine was like, ah, yo, it's dope. You were supposed to get whooped. He deserved it. He had it coming.
All right.
But in my opinion, I felt like, fine, the boy screwed up.
Okay.
But he was not married to any one of these girls.
Okay.
Therefore, there should have been proper channels that should have been used in addressing his mess up, as opposed to beating him up, because what are we
ambushing him?
And ambushing him. You know, like
it was like all four of them.
All four of them
plus
were
their
jumping
homies.
I saw the video and it's very interesting. Personally, my two cents on this issue
What do you think about that, man?
Personally, for starters, I'm gonna invoke my Fadzima and Ivan Mawarire in me, you know, like the human. I'm gonna invoke the human rights activist spirit in me.
Yeah.
I think it's not a human right infringement to stick your penis into multiple vaginas across whoever you wanna stick it into. You know what
right.
I mean? It's constitutionally, it's all right to do it.
Right.
Even if it was 30 people, still it's fine. It's their life. Same goes for the fact that coming from a polygamous background, like my dad had a lot of wives.
Right.
And I still got brothers. I got brothers that I've never met. So yeah. No, I've got brothers that I've actually never met. So I think.
Oh, okay.
It's something that I don't like. I don't condone. That whole vibe whereby someone has a lot of, but like culturally, I think this guy he's got it in his DNA. Maybe I don't touch Gumbura. Like maybe I need to check a
pastor. Yeah, Gumbura.
And then I will side with him again and say like I think what happened was wrong, because like if you flip the script and then you if this
imagine if it was a girl getting beat up by four guys.
Would we be
applauding it?
I wouldn't be, because like, and then that's when I feel like there's a whole double standard in this whole abuse issue, across the board, especially in this country, right? Mm-hmm. In this country, there is
it's right if it's a girl beating up a guy.
Like, the moral compass in this country, like that's why I even got to a point where I was like, you know what, I won't get involved in all this abuse and misogyny guns, because it feels like it's right for certain people to abuse other people.
Yeah.
I know I got friends that are no more my friends because of their abusive
yeah.
And then someone that I know who's a video director said something. They never even abused anyone. They just said something and the whole internet went buck wild. But a certain someone, because it's their favorite superstar or something, did something to a very female and they attacked the female. So I don't understand what standard we use when it comes to those issues in this country. Like honestly, like it's very confusing. So I don't know whether to take Confidence side or take the girl side. Because if I take the girl side, they'll say, Alex, I personally, like, I don't condone violence. What do I think about this guy having three girls? Come on, it's the 21st century and this is like Varsity Kids. They're actually exploring life.
You see?
No. This is like campus life. Let's not act like it's very brand new. The very foundations of sitcoms that we're actually so addicted to. I mean, Amber Rose has been doing the same for years and we glorify her and she's now a superstar, the Kim Kardashians, but now it's being done by, you know what I mean? So it's just, it's a double standard on our part, on our part, but I don't condone the violence part and personally, I don't really care about how many girls you're sleeping with. I'm really concerned about the fact that he was actually sleeping with those girls unprotected.
Unprotected.
And
they were all so game with that.
I had my slave queen though. But I mean like, and the other thing, I actually raised this issue on Twitter. I was like, imagine, like you got a daughter.
Yes.
So imagine just thinking your daughter is a saint and maybe you are actually a deacon or a pastor of church going, Eesh. Only to find out that your girl is just being been doing some endimurizo guans and
Like
how would you feel as a parent though? That's like really crazy.
You know, if I can throw my two cents in there.
Please do.
Like I think, yeah, that was actually my immediate response was, it's not cool. It's not cool the fact that number one, you're supposed to be studying. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be learning. Yeah. Yes, fine. You will learn about life.
Yeah.
You know, these other things that we learn about when you're on campus. But like really and truly, this is not something you should be going viral over. You should be a mod. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The first the graduate was in varsity 16.
Yes.
Yeah, or her. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like these are the goals. I feel like our goals are wrong.
Yeah,
you know?
and when you say she's Maud, who?
Chifambe.
Like if she can link if you can link up with me, I'm at the Zulu Rockstar. I would love to do a photo shoot for you, especially for you. Just
hear
for
that
you.
Girl
all on right. me. The right. Zulu Rockstar on all social media platforms.
All right, Maud, you just heard that.
She all just right. heard that. What do you think, Elliot?
Right, about this situation.
Yeah, like, what do you think? Like, who was right? Who was wrong?
Who was right? Who was wrong?
Yeah, like, can you easily say they were right? They were wrong.
The girls were wrong for beating him up. That's what I felt. The dude was definitely wrong for putting them in that predicament. But in now, I do not condone violence, man. Like, I just feel like they should have dealt with this in a better way. African movies.
Okay, like when you say a better way, like how do you
peacefully
Yo, blacklist
I mean,
the dude then. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, blacklist him.
Lock a guy.
You know what I mean?
You don't just have like, to. You don't you have know, to lock him up in a room and beat him up just to prove
you have to understand. You have to understand. Like, I don't. Okay, you have to understand like the ties that come, you know, like you don't have to, you have to understand there's a special type of emotion that comes with having raw sex with someone. I don't know, maybe I'm just being odd like that, so, but I'm just saying there's a very special type of emotion. Even I don't know in the Bible, I'm not sure whether there's a verse like that, but I know that there's something about, you know, this whole deep sticking. And now, like, if because matom vanavato nyama imwechete, right? So now I feel like there's a special bond that's created, and like with women being emotionally vulnerable people, I think it was more of a very, these people really deeply loved and invested in emotions with this guy. Cause it takes a different type of emotion to have raw sex with someone. I'm just saying. I don't know. True or false. I mean, sorry, I am Ish.
It's okay.
No, I'm just asking. Okay. That's my two cents. I personally think that it was actually an emotion. Those people were emotional. Because on our God, they were very sober. So if there's anything they were high on, they were high on emotion. Mm. And it was hurt, personally. Mm.
All right. Mm. For now.
Okay.
On to the next one.
So, Aura, I noticed that you put up an article in Business Weekly about the merger between Bars and Portraits.
Yes. Guys, yeah. I feel like people did not pay attention to that at all.
What
and for me as a content creator, that automatically just grabs my attention because I need to know what's up.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's look at it this way, right? Portraits, that's internet. Yeah. Baz, that's broadcast.
Yeah.
January this year, Baz put out that it was called an invitation, right? For people to be licensed under what they call I don't know the exact phrasing, but like basically licenses that are not covered by broadband by frequencies.
Yeah.
So basically broadband, right? Yeah. Basically internet based licenses. And that was video on demand, content distribution.
Yeah.
And something else. Like there's a third one.
I looked up some of those prices.
Yeah,
man.
Like very, very special prices. They didn't really make
any sense to me.
Exactly. And the thing is like it wasn't really enforced. It wasn't like it was like, yeah, you know, you have to do this. It was so vague. Like the way they put it out was really, really vague. Like people weren't sure, do I have to get the license? Or Can I just continue?
Are you saying like me as a content creator, I have to pay for my YouTube channel?
Okay, so here's where the fun gets, right? Oh, I'm about to do a breaking. I'm about to do a breaking because I haven't even written this yet. Oh, sorry, forgive me, boss. No, this was supposed to go into the paper next week, but like I'm gonna drop it now.
Alright.
So okay, I want you to just follow my train of thought. Baz and Portraz. Baz is what we could possibly call a toothless lion. However, usually when Portraz like puts out a rule or regulation, it happens.
Portraz is the guys who made that license for Econet out of the year.
License of Econet what? For what?
Are the guys who enforced that Econet license, CMA million and millions of dollars. Was that Portraz?
I think so, yes, that should have been. I'm not sure which contract of millions, but
no,
yes.
No, like the license whereby Econet was required to actually have this a certain license, and they actually became the only guys on service provider that actually paid that license, eh?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably Portraz.
Yeah, that's probably Portraz.
That's Portraz. So Portraz basically Portraz manages all our telecommunications. So Tel1, Net1, Telecel, Econet,
right.
And then all our postal services. Although our postal services are pretty much mundane now. But Portraz, when it makes a rule or a regulation, it happens.
Okay.
Right.
Baz, they put out an invitation and everyone's like, oh, go away, screw you. Right?
Oh, Baz is like Cecil the Lion.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No, you said it's a toothless lion, so I was just trying to, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes.
So
when you take the two together, right, you've got one that's not so strong, and then you've got a big brother that's stronger, right? Baz is under Charamba.
Right.
Yeah. And then Portraz falls under Super. Okay. Yeah, in terms of ministries. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So now that they're merging, question number one, who does it fall under? Now fall under? Is it now Super's baby? Is it now Charamba's baby? Or does this now, is it indicative now of the emergence of a new ministry, which is something that I know that they've been toying around with, which is the Ministry of Communication.
All right.
Okay, which then sort of merges everything and has everything under one roof.
Right.
Right? The second thing is it makes it easier for the telecoms to get into broadcast, right? Because you've already got the telecoms into broadcast. You've got Econet with Kwese, and then you've got Tel1 with the DEOD platform that they're currently licensing. Digital Entertainment On Demand.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised when I came across that in the article.
Mm-hmm. They're setting that up. And then you've got Net1 that's been trying for the past 2 months.
Yeah.
did you just...
Alex, what's that doing now?
No, like, I've been trying to lean back for the longest, you know what I mean? So, like, it's just...
You're trying to lean back? Don't lean back.
Don't do it.
Like, you'll hurt yourself. Okay, that's done. But, so basically what this means, that it leaves a lot of open-ended things. It's going to make it so much easier for the telecoms to get into TV, but not necessarily for... the independent content creator. It actually makes things a little bit more tricky. Yeah. So where the breaking comes in, right? I have a friend, I can't say her name, but she's within broadcast, and she was in the process of setting up her YouTube channel and that sort of thing. And she hollered at Baz, and she was like, yo, this is what's up. Please explain your licensing thing to me. And they were like, no, you have to pay us to broadcast on your YouTube channel. She goes, why? Because I'm just like recording my shows and then I want to put them online. They're like, no, that's broadcast, so you have to pay for it. It falls under these classes. And she goes, but then there's YouTube, and YouTube is free.
Yeah.
And you don't own YouTube.
Yeah.
So why am I paying you?
You don't own the platform.
What are you regulating?
Yeah, what are records? It's not like YouTube's going to get the money from them anyway.
Exactly. Then she revealed that actually she's been informed, and if you haven't gotten the call yet, it's coming. Baz has started calling content creators.
How much is this license going for?
Was that the one for five? There's one for $5,000, one for $10,000.
Yeah, I mean, okay, like, listen, yeah, it doesn't make sense to me that then they expect us. I mean, okay, these are the very same guys who are not creating employment, and we're just trying to make a way out of this is like okay, personally, for me personally, like, I mean, YouTube has been paying my bills for the past like year, and it doesn't make sense that those guys. Okay, it's like I don't. Okay, it's like giving your kids pocket money, and then when you go broke. It's like going through your kids' pockets, or like just saying, yeah. "Hey, your kids, come to the lounge. We need to get a meal tonight." So everyone that pocket money, hook up your pocket money. It's like I'm being robbed by my own dad.
Right. Enter Portraz.
All right.
Okay. So now Portraz controls. Portraz looks over telecoms. Telecoms manage data.
All right.
So. Portraz kind of controls the internet, or our access there to of Zol. Every internet service provider falls under Portraz.
So we're paying for the data, then we'll pay for broadcasting
on a flip.
So now what's going to happen? Yeah. So now what's going to happen is it's probably now, and this is all speculative, but like my gut is telling me, my analyst gut is telling me like having that. Taking broadcast because they've been struggling even to get people to pay ZBC license.
If you take
that now and you say, okay, let's now put it under the internet, which we have a little bit more control over.
Then
there is more possibility of finding a way to regulate the way. So even right now, what we are doing right now, they can find a way to regulate it through our use of data.
So are they actually like, what's going to happen is that these guys are thinking of taxing. Are they going to actually increase the tax on the service providers so that it seems like they split half-half? So whenever you consume data, you're actually paying the broadcaster license. Kabisira.
We don't know. It's not clear yet. Cause like right now, trying to get a comment from them, I've been trying to get a comment from them. As soon as I do, I will let you know. Right. But,
So it's still a story.
Yeah, but I mean, look, I mean, if we look at the trends of how our decisions are made.
Oh, yeah.
The state, I understand them like trying to like, it's trying to create a more flexible system where like everything under one roof, a one-stop shop. But at the same time, if we are not smart, if we don't get involved in the process, this is what I was saying. If we don't get involved, the problem is if people don't pay attention to what's happening, if we don't participate, if we don't voice our concerns, when these things then come, then we like all up in arms. But the thing is, like, my biggest problem with our generation is that we're not paying attention to
the things that matter.
We're not paying attention to economics.
We're paying attention to the person I got a phone go unplugged. That's all we're paying attention to.
We're paying attention to
mama give us a signal. We're paying attention to, hey, there's a new one, the Casper challenge.
What's the Casper challenge?
Oh, so apparently Casper said that he was invited by his friend to,
To
Beyonce's Coachella performance, and he declined because he's so disciplined. And
he says, I can't go because I'm so disciplined.
I'm so disciplined in my work because I'm not such a schedule. So it's like been training for yesterday. Yeah.
So I'm not gonna.
Who turns down? Like Beyonce can have all my money, and
you could have met Beyonce.
I feel like we need to put her chair here because, like, he keeps turning.
She'll just send me the same thing on the phone. Honey, like, I'm never coming to work with you.
Come on, sit here. You don't have to say none because, like, he can't concentrate. I don't know what you put your cupcakes with. You concentrated.
So that one coming. So yeah, I mean. It's very interesting that like our generation is paying attention to the wrong things. Like we're not even investing in ourselves. I mean, like, it's sad that the age that the current government and the current people in leadership right now, they were younger than we are when they assumed office.
Well,
yeah, when they thought that, hey, we need to walk past first and buy a beer. I mean, those guys were actually, the reason they actually took up arms were like things like, we needed a vote. We need to be able to walk not first. We need to buy a beer. Like, I remember, like, my uncle was telling me that they were not allowed to drink clear beer at a certain time, whereby you had to have a pass to actually drink two my quotes and stuff like that. And then now you'll find someone not even registering to vote.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're on Twitter and Insta every single time. I mean, your Snapchat pops, like, I mean, people concentrate on Snapchat filters. The amount of attention that our generation pays
to how you look to perception.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's
they invest so much in perception.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
I think it's a problem, Elliot. Like, we really, it's a, you know, it's, I never in my life, I mean, I was Aura the poet. You know what I mean? I never in my life thought that I would become so involved when it comes to economics and business and being a troll. I am such a troll to these people. Like, I am a troll to Josie Mahachi, Dangote's person. She knows me. Like, she's like, oh my gosh, this child. Because, like, I want to know, okay, you're bringing in Dangote. You guys are making so much noise. Hey, we are looking for coal. Hey, look, here's a picture of us looking at a map. Wow, well done. You know what I mean?
No. Like,
we've been talking about this. We've been talking about, oh, look, ooh, look who's here. My gosh, I brought TB Joshua. What are the results? I told her this morning.
I like where you're going with this, because, like, I was even asking myself the other day, I'm like, okay, I mean, the guys were actually, like, you know, Zimbabwe. Like, I don't even, like, personally right now, I don't even know how much of our country is actually still left to us. Like, honestly. Like,
after all this.
No. Like, I don't even know, honestly, I don't even know, Guti, who's gonna pay for this, this securities. I wanna be a parent one day.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna have kids, and I don't want my kids to pay for some debt that couldn't even, okay, at least we could have just got about my portals, at least. You know what I mean? At least.
The bare minimum.
Like, cause I don't understand we're not paying attention to these deals. I mean, these deals are just being done left, right, and center. People are signing deals, millions and millions. Millions that I'm not even seeing. I mean, we can't be signing multi-million dollar deals, but you go to Parreña, there are people suffering there. People are, you know, our water, the funny thing about the city is that when I had a town hall meeting with the mayor,
Mahaji.
Yeah,
Manyenyeni.
Mm-hmm. He told me a very interesting fact. Do you know, like, what's our water plant in Zimbabwe? Narare?
Morton Jeffries.
Do you know it was named after a mayor, Wekuma, I think 40s, 60s.
Right.
A mayor of Harare. And it was designed for to cater for about, I think, 300,000 people. Now it's servicing more than 1.5 million people, I think. I'm not really sure about the numbers, but I mean, imagine. So now, from 1980 till now, 38 years later, we've never even, like, serviced the pipes. It's not like those guys are not treating the water. They are treating the water, but my pipes actually ask you, and by the time the water gets to you, and we're not paying attention to such. We actually brag about saying, I mean, it's sickening that you walk in the avenues and you find people in the avenues in the biggest city in Zimbabwe, that people varukura mvura pashborani muharare CBD in the town. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. And you're all slaying with your cooler boxes and stuff at your outdoor grass lawn festivities and stuff. Anyway, no, I never said unplugged.
No.
Guys, just a disclaimer.
We love unplugged. I went. Hey, hello. So, like, I went to Unplugged, right?
Shout out to Uchi
for the first Ellen. Time. Yes, I went to Unplugged for the first time since it started.
Yeah.
Like, the last Unplugged that I went to was the very, very first one. Then I went to this one that they had by the water.
Right.
It was fun. Awesome? That's where I got stung by a scorpion.
Eish.
So I don't know. I feel two ways about it. But oh, like, it was awesome. I was like, should I start a hashtag? I don't know. Maybe I should also just... Yay! Unplugged.
So...
Yes.
Here I... Moving along.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
Can we talk a bit about 10 Diamonds address?
His geographical address?
No. His state of the creative...
Nation address.
Now, I'm thinking about how... Bars is trying to mess with, I mean, Bars is coming together with portraits and messing around with content creators. And look, we've got unemployment here at 90%. You've got guys literally just trying to make a plan for themselves using these spaces to empower themselves. Right. And then linking it up with what Ten was saying, about the, State of the Nation address for the creatives. I think Alex, you did manage to catch the.
Yeah.
What was he saying? In essence, because I kind of got what he was saying, because he's pretty much saying, yo, if you're a creative, just go out there and start doing what it is that you want to do.
Yeah, but it's been a vision that Ten has been working on that I had the honor of being part of over the last year. And then he's working on a market.
Yeah.
TND, the market, the creative space market, whereby people can actually get paid for their art, whether it's photography, fashion, or whatever. And what he's trying to do is say, no, listen, let's pay the creative their dues.
Right.
What they're due.
No more freebies.
And let's create a conducive space for those guys to actually put out their art there and then get credit for it and actually
get
buy houses and get their keys to school for it.
Right.
I mean, I can tell you, I've worked for free for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And I'm only starting to see a bit of results from the creative part now. So what he was basically saying is that, listen, it's up to us to believe in each other and create. It's better for me because he talks the language that I talk.
Yeah.
He understands the struggles that I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, my minister of arts and culture does not understand me.
Our minister, yeah.
He doesn't understand the struggles.
He doesn't even speak our language.
He doesn't understand the struggles that I go through. I mean, like, you go to countries like France, hey? In France, if you're a big artist, say, like, if you're an artist, like, if you sell a certain figures of records and you perform a certain number of shows,
yep.
In France,
yep.
The French government will actually give you a certain amount of money, say, 100,000 or 200,000 for your next project. Just to cushion you so that you concentrated on art.
They're heavily invested.
They invested in their art.
In the art.
And you look at countries like Jamaica, you look at countries like, I was just reading a fact yesterday about Questa becoming the first hip hop artist in South Africa to actually sell. Those guys are building futures, they're building companies. Like you look at brands in SA, like your AKAs were merging with, we're now building companies that are about to be listed on the stock exchange via their art.
And they're pouring money into these ideas,
and the ideas are bearing fruit. And then they're paying off. Because, I mean, like, let's be honest. After all is said and done, every single person wants to listen to music or consume art.
Yeah.
After all is said and done.
You still want to consume.
I mean, even if you want to... Even if you want to have a baby with your baby mama or whatever, you still want to play some Din Dam Bata. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
is that your song? Oh, no. My brain... No. I'm shutting it down. Shut it down.
What basically Tien was saying is that he's trying to create a platform for artists to actually create their art and sell it out to them for create. What he's addressing is a creative revolution whereby the artist takes powers and actually infiltrates those positions. Cause we've always been scared to be, okay. I mean, I should be seen an Elliot cause you understand the music industry. You should be on the board. Yes, Zimura. Why should a guy who did a degree in food and nutrition be the head of
and that's what happens.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
why
what
should
happens.
A, why should a,
can I tell you why?
Why? Because we're not participating.
Yeah.
We don't pay attention. I am so tired of that conversation. I used to argue about, hey, journalists, hey, these newspapers. Until I was given a chance to get into the newsroom at the Herald House. The Herald, guys, hey, it's got no swag. But I went in there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we don't participate. We are not seen.
It's a double-edged sword. Cause I mean, like, I like what you're saying that we don't participate, but like, it's a double-edged sword. Cause I was watching this interview about this guy, the founder of Def Jam, it's a white guy, forgot his name. He was saying that the world will be changed by, what he called, Inininduati Makekistans, the disruptors, right?
Mm.
So now, the effect that we have is that, when we come to the spaces, for starters, you comfortable rocking up in jeans, in a shirt, jeans and All-Stars, right? The minute I walk into and with my hair uncombed like this, the minute I walk into a meeting like that, they discredit me. They don't even want to listen to me. They think I'm.
They're judging you by appearance.
No. So now, even, and the minute I tell them, okay, guys, do you know what to talk on schedule? My post is really gonna my articles. They know we can do this or whatever we can do, right? The minute I come up with a solution like that, panevano 500 zingisa mabans because panevano 5 varugu tamanyo are kunyora net to so no, I believe we are so much of a threat to them that it's
but then it's coming, guys. You can't run away from it. You can't run away from
it. It's coming, right? But like,
TV is dead. Radio is dead. The paper is dead.
Do you know, like,
The paper is dead. Shit.
It's all dying. And even if you block your ears and say, no, I don't want to hear these youths. They are just too radical.
No.
Even if you do that,
it's like
it's still coming.
It's just with simple things, Elliot. Like, I don't believe this country should actually be. Do you know, like, I think it's so outdated for people to have a census.
Yeah. Hit me. Why do you feel that
way? I feel personally, right? Like, I don't know. I just read a book about how town planning and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's easy stuff to actually do. I mean, mwanachi jaro, I know birth certificate, like, I put a birth certificate, like, I know, okay, from the time, because, I mean, the parent, I'm paying tax for this kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, from the time they're born, I need a birth certificate, right? At 18, kungo no tora picture no college. As you know, this hassle, you sana marire forever.
Yeah.
By the time they want to get a license, it should just be a smooth, flawless process. Kuti munu is accountable from the time they're born to the time they're in varsity. And basaragi rutu transato gazira, by the time they're born, they actually know there's an estimate. Now, the problem with us is that we like patching things, like we like just firing people
management.
And then taking the people who retired back and say, yeah. No, yes, let's just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't think long term. Like that's one of the
expensive.
Major. That's one of the major.
That's expensive.
No. Thinking long term is actually cheaper.
Can I tell you something?
Right.
You can only think as long as you think you're gonna live.
True that.
That's so deep.
So look at the people who are making those decisions that we say are short term. But look at it. My long term and my granny's long term are different.
I mean, it doesn't it, like
true.
Like you know,
your granny doesn't give a what.
Can I go back to the first issue we actually addressed, right?
Right.
It just shows you how bored and how whack our varsities are that those kids actually have the energy and time. They're not even occupied. They're enough
they
the time.
To do a Kardashian series for
to
us.
To actually go film. And I mean, it's just, it's disappointing, guys.
Come on,
like,
now.
It's very disappointing. Like, it's just.
Take me to church.
Ooh, no, yeah, but end of the day.
All right, we gotta move it along. We gotta move it along.
Yeah.
So, what we have here is the soundbite.
Hey.
What's the soundbite?
Right.
Just listen to today's soundbite.
And then you share like the first thought. Don't make it a long thought.
Okay.
It's the first thought that all comes right. to mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. Of course, it starts off with a little bit of music.
My name's Almeda Hardwick. I'm 72 years old. I've been happily married for going on 2 years in October the 26th to my true soulmate. We met at Chuck E. Cheese Pizza. There was a birthday party there. I looked into his eyes and I just fell in love with his brown eyes.
First time we made love was on our wedding night. It was an amazing experience, and there was just such a deep connection there. Very, very deep connection between both of us. Just very amazing. She's a wonderful lover. She's a wonderful lover.
Okay, I'm never afraid of Gary going off with anyone else. He loves me, and he doesn't like younger women anyway.
She'll always be the one for me.
That's right. He never. He doesn't.
I've never been attracted to younger women at all, even when I was, you know, 13 or 14. I've always had attraction for older women. My grandmother was the one that raised me, so this right here is my soulmate. Forever.
Everybody was supportive of it except my son. He still doesn't talk to me, so that's the only one. Everybody else is okay.
I only called him grandfather once, and it was when I was drunk.
Whenever they first got together, it was a little bit weird, but I mean, we live in the 21st century, and those things really shouldn't matter.
Your hair.
Why are you filming me?
I just want you to look at your hair.
Why don't you go to sleep, too? Mm-hmm. Are you coming to sleep now?
I'm going to go sleep.
Hmm. Olav. Wait. This woman is 72. How old is the dude?
He's 19. All right, so that was a audio clip from
Vlad Bible.
That was an audio. Actually, it's a video from Vlad Bible, and it's about a 19-year-old guy who is married to a 72-year-old granny. His ex was 77 years old. He was raised by his grandmother, and he's got a thing for older women. I don't think this is older women, more like ancient women, but hey, who am I to judge? Ladies and gentlemen, may I please have your 2 cents on this issue? Is it okay for a 19-year-old gentleman to be laying with a 72-year-old?
Are you still laying
someone
to pass their pause?
If you watch that video, you notice that that woman was working funny. She's got like a broken head.
Okay. Wow.
I think she's a wonderful lover.
She's a wonderful lover, my guy.
Damn.
That's your old school, dad. She Cressida Jemunu. She Datsun. She Diana Clipper.
I don't know. Like, Aura, have you heard the saying, Yogutanzi, like men fall in love with their mothers? Huh? Have you heard that saying? Budanzi, like, men fall in love with their mothers and
he was raised by his grandma.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, that's what I'm trying to get at. Like,
but
like,
then,
but
you see,
it's wrong.
That makes
like,
it even like, more messed up because you're telling me he was raised by his grandma, right? I get
that. No, but like, you know, like, the funny thing about the generation we live in is so crazy, man. Like, I was actually having a talk with someone. We're raising a generation of weak men that actually feel free and they feel all right being provided to by women. We've seen these people on our social media and a lot more going on.
Ish.
On these lives and stuff. But what I'm saying is that, like, that's a very disgusting thought. That's very disgusting. I understand, and I'm an old school guy, and, you know that earlier song.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah.
Money ain't nothing but
a thing. It's love that I have for you.
Hey, okay. But so, my 2 cents, pakai pa main.
Yeah.
Because I'm just trying to figure out now, kind of even to foreplay, Yajo.
No, next. We're at the end. It's done. Thanks so much for listening.
But wait.
No. Bye. No, this is not,
we
I'm
need,
gone.
We need a celebrity story from Alex.
Okay.
Watch
a
video
Alex,
celebrity story.
Okay, all right. So,
Alex, I know you've met a couple of celebrities.
All right.
You've met a lot of celebrities.
All right.
From the region, from the continent.
All right.
Yeah, and other parts of
the world.
I'm keen to hear at least one story about an incident or an experience that you had with a celebrity that either blew your mind or that made you just get shocked or
that was really funny.
A memorable moment.
Yeah, celebrity moment
with a celebrity.
What, a funny one or a crazy one or
anything?
Any.
Pick one.
Oh,
the
you guys
want
me to snitch on my friends now?
No,
yeah,
no. Just give
like
us
the
one
best
funny
story.
One. The
one,
best
one funny one.
Yeah.
Eish, I got.
Have you been starstruck before?
Apparently, I don't get starstruck?
You don't get starstruck.
I get starstruck by new talent, like
all right,
like your Masas and your Chloe, like people that are not like on the limelight. I'm usually starstruck. By the time you now become a superstar, Tinder pays off. Shanda Tizzy, who I'm no more. I'm all used right to you.
So hit me. Hit us.
Celebrity
us
story. You know the Rocky video, the number one video, the one with Amara Brown on it. For you, I'll be you now. The one I showed to Kariba.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That video. So we went for a concert in Kariba and we got stuck there because the promoter Agatiza Nemari. So we actually decided to shoot a video to track a promoter that would be. We shared a loaf of bread to the dating. Nema backup dancers. That was like really shocking for me. And we, it was a crazy experience. We got kicked out of the chalets that we're staying in. Thanks to some well wishes, we actually then got an Airbnb cabin. But yeah, that was like really messed up. Whereby you got no scent, you are in a place you do not know anyone.
And you're stranded.
And you don't have anything to eat. And people are just saying, hey, can we have a picture with you? You're like, guys, let me just talk about what I say right now. Yeah, so I
you know, promoters are funny people.
Who is that?
Anonzimahachi Fizosh.
Mahachi, Mahachi, if you understand,
Mahachi, what's up, bro?
If you understand, my what's friend, up? Ask my daughter what happens when you are naughty like that. Just ask her. I'm coming for you. You will be disciplined.
Yeah. So that's celebrity.
Jeez.
But my dope celebrity story was meeting Femi Kuti. That was the dopest experience.
Yeah.
Really? What happened? Alex gets to this is the last one.
The Femi Kuti one was that the guy, it was a bungee jumping experience in Soweto. By the Soweto Towers. You can call them. Yeah, that was really like a humbling experience. And for him to actually appreciate my work, because I was a photographer then, it was really an honor. Like, because I'd been researching his father, and for him, for just to meet the guy was like really,
wow.
It's like, it was really a humbling experience. And it's very,
was he a cool guy?
He's a very, very funny guy. He's got this vibe, you know. Hanachi, chef,
I'm dad about. Yeah.
He's just this guy. He's an old body. He's a young soul in an old body.
Right.
Yeah, that's just right. Like, then he taught me, if there's one thing I actually picked up from that, was the fact that he told me that, like, humility will take you places that you've never imagined.
Mm. Wow.
He's very, very humble. He's a very humble guy. Wow. And not humble. Fake humble. I'm just saying.
Humble, JJ.
Yeah, humble.
Sit down. All right. Be humble.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of My Two Cents.
Dab. It's a party.
A lot of gems. And shit.
Oh man, it was epic.
I really enjoyed having you over here,
epic.
Alex.
It was Sancho and Sivyango. So that I'm really loving this. Like, honestly, I really want to learn radio, and I really would love to come over. So anytime when Aura is not around.
Yeah, my door is open.
Yeah, I can just come and be like the calls. Like, hey, yo, what up, guys? It's your boy Zuzuru Rockstar. You follow me on all social media platforms at Zuzuru Rockstar. And if you're an artist, get in touch with me at Zuzuru Creatives. I will push your content free of charge.
Heavy.
Whoop. It's been so good. To be back behind the mic. I think I really missed it last week. This is,
you know,
dumb.
We always miss you.
Right?
You guys are starting to say on Vasta FM right now. Oh, sorry. No, not Star FM. Sport FM.
Wow.
Yeesh.
No, mama got bigger, like she all getting all emo and stuff.
Yeah, cool.
It's a iguti.
Alex.
Sing it like yo. Yeah, hey, shout out to Tilda. I've always wanted to say shout out to Tilda on radio. Tilda, you rock, girl. You rock. Didn't you have your name? My uncle Ugandi. Tilda, drills a warner. Shagachi, uncle Chachi, you know, Kiavan, no Mirisan Mazam.
Oh my gosh. Okay, guys. So our podcast drops every Tuesday, yeah?
Every Tuesday.
Look out for the Capital 263, of course. Biggest shout out, our home.
Yeah.
Elliot, you are the Don. You are the actual guy. Alex, you're also the Don.
Cupcake guy. Shout out to Cravens.
Shout out to Cravens. They fade.
And they got the dopest cupcakes.
And apparently she's not available. Cool. So, remember to follow us on all our social media platforms. And I believe my two cents will hopefully have its own kind of like page, something. Right. If you want it.
Definitely.
If you want it.
Or you can find it on the Juice page, T H E D J E U C.
Juice.
And you can find it on the Zero Creatives this week. Only this week, Chetty.
Yes.
Strategy sticker. It'll trend this week.
All right. Thank you so much, y'all. Peace.
Bye. And now.
Capital 263.